The Patmos message today is about our forever Father. Most so-called Protestants are proud they don't call a clergyman father, and they will cite the Roman Catholics as the greatest offenders. As you know, Rome's priests are called fathers, as is their pope. And as you may or may not know, pope, from the Greek word papas, means papa, and it is an informal, endearing word for father. Also, the Roman pontiff is referred to and refers to himself as the Holy Father, and it is one of his official titles and names. But hold on! Holy Father is the same name Jesus used to address the Almighty God of the universe in his high priestly prayer in John chapter 17. Protestants have had their father images also, such as Father Divine, Dad Kenneth Hagin Sr., and Dad Jim Jones, to name some I remember from the Stone Ages. In Matthew chapter 23, verse 9, the head of the Lord Jesus' church commands, "And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven." And so, because the Lord Jesus Christ said to call no man your father upon the earth, the devil's boys enjoy doing and encouraging the opposite. Of course, if you look a little deeper into the verse, it doesn't say, call no clergyman your father. It's much more encompassing because it says, call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. And how many fathers do you have anyway? Well, choose you this day whom ye will serve. It can either be the Lord if you were born of his Spirit, or it can be the one who contributed to your DNA when you were born a sinner, or it can be the parish priest. Uh-oh, are you going to hear something you haven't heard before? Let's check it out. The Lord Jesus Christ taught who your father is at the beginning of his ministry, and you can read all about it in Matthew chapter 6, where he said to pray after this manner, "Our Father which art in heaven." This is then followed by, "Hallowed be thy name." Father is a hallowed name, a holy name, you see, for it is to be used in a religious, spiritual context only, and Father is the special name for God's children to call him. And even when you think or hear the word Father, you ought to think at the same time, your Father which art in heaven, period. This can become a spiritual reflex by conscientiously applying the word of truth to your thoughts and speech and not calling anyone else your father upon the earth. It's a good habit to adopt, and you will eventually think of God as your father most every time you hear the word father. He likes that. Also, make a side note that we aren't to call anyone grandfather either, because grandfather means he is the chief or prime father of many fathers, like the Roman Pope is the chief father of many fathers, priests. I guess they could call him Grandpappy. And you won't find grandfather in the Authorized 1611 Bible, but you will find grandmother, the prime mother, as in 2 Timothy 1:5. And so, you may have a prime mother like a grandmother, but you don't have a prime father because, again, only one is your father, which art in heaven. even before the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus, as a mere 12-year-old child, set the standard for us to follow. After staying behind at the temple for 3 days, his mother, upon finding him, reprimanded him and said, "Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing." And he said unto them, "How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business?" Of course, you can find that in Matthew chapter 2, verse 48b through 49. How about you? Are you about your heavenly father's business, or are you still about some other father's business? You'll probably have to think about that a bit to get it, and all the flack you will receive from your natural family and others when you call no man your father upon the earth. And what is more, most natural fathers don't like to give up the fatherly name and position. Like the Lord Jesus prophesied, and I quote, "Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foe shall be they of his own household." Matthew chapter 10, 34 through 36. "If straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it, it just got a bit straighter and narrower, don't you know?" One more parting thought is what the Lord Jesus said to the scholars and denominational boys in Matthew chapter 23, verses 29 through 31. And he said, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore, ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets." You can figure it out, can't you? How these religious bigwigs were witnesses against themselves because they called themselves the children of the prophet killers. It's simple. They referred to men born in sin as their fathers upon the earth. Friend, it's your choice who you call your father. And just like you cannot serve God and mammon, you cannot serve two fathers at the same time. You can, however, be born again of God's Spirit and have the perfect Father forever, our Father, which art in heaven. And like always, remember, God loves you. Read your Bible. Maranatha!